What is going on today, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of the Narcissist Code. I am your favorite narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, aka Mental Illness from TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, as you can see, podcast form, and a little bit more Twitter nowadays. If this is your first time tuning in, I am a diagnosed narcissist. I am diagnosed with narcissistic personality disorder. I am the self-aware narcissist, one of the self-aware narcissists on here and whatnot. The point of this page is to bring awareness to cluster B personality disorders, mental health disorders, mental illness, everything, get people into therapy, and in the process also validate victims and survivors of this this disorder that I have. Today's episode is going to be about, can a narcissist change? This is a touchy subject, y'all. I promise it is. You know what I mean? This is one of the main questions I get on my TikTok. On my Instagram, like literally everywhere, y'all. Everywhere, everybody asks me, like, can a narcissist change? I want to make it work with this person. Like, what can we do? So, short answer is, look at this. Most narcissists are not going to put any kind of effort into changing their behavior, anything. Because you can't get rid of the personality disorder that I have. I can't get rid of it. I've come to accept that. I've molded it into the person I've become right now. I've been in therapy for 4 years dealing with this. October 2017, it was my first therapy appointment. I know y'all, like I said, hey, it's not completely 4 years. 3.5 years, whatever. You know what I mean? But I, like I said, me personally, I don't like, if people ask me, have I changed? I would just say I haven't changed. Like, I'm still 100% a narcissist. Like, I'm diagnosed as a narcissist. It's the personality disorder that I have, but it does not define who I am. I don't think I've changed. I think my behaviors have changed because the thought process has changed a little bit, but the thoughts are still there. The negative thoughts, the gaslighting thoughts, the manipulative thoughts, all the thoughts are still there. I just, like, been in therapy for so long that I've learned, like, therapy has taught me to be less reactionary, like, to control the stuff that triggered me into the rage, and to be a little bit more open to communication and listening to other people's perspectives and not taking it as criticism as much. You know, I had to work extremely, extremely hard at that. You know, one of the main exercises that my therapist had me do when I first moved to therapy was I had to create it was two circles, one small circle and one big circle inside of each other. You know, the big circle is drawn, and then inside of that is a smaller circle. She told me inside the small circle, write all the stuff that I thought I could control, and in the bigger circle, write the stuff that I could not control. And you know, me writing stuff down, I'm a narcissist, y'all. So that little circle was jam packed with stuff that I thought I could control, and the outside stuff was stuff that I didn't, like, I had no control over. Like, what about live or die, stuff like that, you know? And she said, that's the issue with you. She said, the issue with you right now is the fact that you have this backwards. You think you can control more stuff than you actually have control over. And that got to my, it kind of got on my nerves. I was like, wait. So I don't have control over this type of stuff. So, you know, so that's the thing that I've been working on the most in therapy right there. So I know a lot, I've been having conversations with other people who think they are narcissists or other diagnosed narcissists. And, you know, they're just like, man, I don't have any hope for a relationship. Like, people, you know, I'm pretty much a villain and whatnot. Everybody online thinks all narcissists are villains. I don't think all narcissists are villains. But the villainous narcissists give all narcissists a bad name. It's like a blanket. You know, I think all narcissists know that they are doing bad stuff to you. I don't think they know why they are doing it, because it's, you know, it's the disorder kicking it in. But, you know, I think they know that what they are doing to you. I think they know that they are not giving you attention. I think they know they're not giving you affection. I think they know they are gaslighting you and lying to you. They definitely know. We definitely know we lying to you. Like, we know this is not the truth. This is a lie. You know, we know that type of stuff. But like I said, what therapists help me work on is just get into the middle of that process. When somebody says something to me that I think might be disrespect, I take a second now, and a lot of times I have to teach myself to, like, ask the question again to make sure I'm getting the right, I'm reading it correctly. I'm make sure this is not criticism. Make sure my reaction is warranted. You know, because typically I would just jump to disrespecting you. I feel like if you gave me some criticism, I was giving right back to you immediately. There's no hesitation. There's no in between. There's no nothing. I'm coming right back at you immediately. You know what I mean? So I think I've been able to change that part of my personality disorder right there. That part of my behavior. So for you to be in a relationship with a narcissist, healthy people say, can they be in a healthy relationship? They always put the adjectives in front. It's not just, can a narcissist be in a relationship? Can a narcissist be in a healthy relationship? And I always ask people, what is your definition of healthy? Because if you're going to be in a relationship with a narcissist, even a self-aware one like myself, it's going to be a new healthy. It's going to be a new type of healthy. And I don't think that a relationship with a narcissist can work without them going through some kind of therapy and you both doing marriage counseling or couples counseling or something like that to be able to communicate better, to be able to do things better. Because I've been in therapy for 3.5 years, and me and my wife also went to marriage counseling as well to, you know, work on our communication. Because I think that, you know, solo therapy is to work on me, to work on myself, to work on the narcissist. Couples therapy is to work on us. And by working, but you know, the solo therapy, by working on me, I'm also working on us because I'm helping us communicate and things like that. So for a narcissist to be in any type of relationship, they have to, like, y'all, there has to be some type of therapy. There has to be some kind of communication. There has to be some a better chain of communication. There has to be some boundary set, you know, but it can't be all boundaries. You can't, because, like, once you set, you have to be. I had a conversation with a couple the other day doing a one-on-one. And the dude was mad. He thinks he's a narcissist. His wife thinks he's a narcissist as well. And the dude was mad. He's like, yeah, I'm trying to make it work, but it's just like all of these boundaries, like all, and like, it's like, I feel like I don't have a voice anymore now. I'm like, now you know how she felt. You know, he's like, dang, you're right. You know, but I was like, you can't just enforce 55 boundaries at once. It has to be baby steps in the boundaries, because then it feels like a challenge to a narcissist. If you're trying to set boundaries, you're trying to set 50 boundaries on them. It's like, okay, now I have to challenge these boundaries. It's too much. I'm giving up too much now. You know what I mean? Is this really worth it? I'm giving up so much. So you have to get to the point now where, like I said, you have to take your time. There has to be healthy communication in the relationship. I mean, this is in any kind of relationship, there has to be healthy communication. But with a narcissist, there has to be really open lines of communication. You know what I mean? Because even though I'm aware, y'all, even though I am self-aware, I still, like, give my wife the silent treatment. But, like, I did it, like, very recently. I was like, dang, I ain't talking to my wife in 5 hours because of the stuff that she said. So I went in there and I had to, oh my God. Let me go apologize. So I went in there and apologized and talked to her and stuff like that. And we ended up getting it worked out, you know. It's like, you know, it's not easy. I bet if you asked her, I'm going to get her on here pretty soon. We're going to do a video here pretty soon, or live something pretty soon. And if you ask her, she would tell you it's not easy. She would just say, hey, look, it's not easy. But I would think she would say that it was worth it, though. I think she would say it's not easy, but it's worth it. But only because I'm still in therapy. When I don't go to therapy, our relationship struggles. You know, we don't do the marriage counseling as much anymore. But if I don't go to therapy, our relationship struggles, and she ends up leaving me. Because last time she left me, I had missed therapy for like 3-4 months last year. I missed January, February, March, April. And then, I had missed like December, January, February, March. She left me in April. There's not a coincidence. She left me in April because I had stopped going to therapy. I had stopped, you know, going to therapy and working on it because insurance changed. I had to pay too much. You know, I'm cheap. So I'm like, man, no. And I thought, I don't really need it anymore. I've been in therapy for the years. I'm good. Look, they have, like, if you're going to try to remain in a relationship with a narcissist that you think is trying to change, they have to literally be like, yeah, I have to go to therapy for the rest of my life. And I'm fine with that because I like therapy now. It's part of me. This is part of my routine. It's like working out. I work out my body, I'm working out my mind, I'm working out my disorder, you know what I mean? So I go to therapy now because I actually like therapy. I like my therapist, you know? And now that I look at my therapist, I think I inadvertently chose a therapist that kind of look and reminds me of my wife. So I feel like when I'm talking to my therapist, it feels like I'm talking to my wife and being a little bit more open with my wife and getting answers and stuff like that. She reminds me a lot of my wife, honestly. You know what I mean? So I think I did it inadvertently or subconsciously did that. But yeah, just go. They have, like, a narcissist has to go to therapy and be more open and honest, and go in there and be honest with the therapist. Like, one therapy session is not enough for a narcissist, y'all. I'm gonna be real with you. One therapy session is not enough. It just can't be enough. It's literally not enough. Hey, babe, I went to one therapy session. I'm good. You know what? Guess what? The therapist said it was you. They said I'm good. They said you were actually the issue. You know what I mean? So you got to deal with stuff like that as well. So don't, you know, one therapy session is not enough. So you have to ask yourself, like, is this person going to go to therapy, willing to go to therapy throughout the rest of their existence, throughout the rest of our relationship? Because once they stop going to therapy, I promise you, your relationship is going to struggle, because my relationship struggles. It does. It just did. You know what I mean? I know I can't speak for every narcissist out there, and I'm not trying to villainize every narcissist out there or every person that thinks is a narcissist or that is dealing with this personality disorder or something similar to it or just some traits and stuff like that. I'm not trying to villainize you. I just don't think, you know. This is my brain. Even me, y'all see how aware I am of what I do and what I've done and what I'm doing right now. I just don't think it's possible, man. Unless your intellect is higher than mine and stuff like that, and you were willing to work harder than, and you know, I don't think it's possible. You just have to continue to go to therapy. You just have to, you know. if you're a real narcissist, you have to go to therapy to make this your relationship work. You just have to. And I know it sucks, man. I got to go to therapy and be open and honest. You have to. I say this. You have to go to therapy to work out your issues. You have to work out your issues in therapy, not on your partner. And it's man, woman, you know what I mean? Whatever. You know, it's just like you have to go to therapy to work out your issues in therapy, not on your partner. Because they don't deserve it. You know what I mean? I don't work out my childhood issues on my wife and my kids and stuff like that. And it sucks. You know what I mean? So I'm in redemption stage right now. Because I think, you know, no matter how many goals I accomplish, no matter how, you know, what I do in life, I feel like my greatest accomplishment is getting my wife to come home. And people ask, well, why did she come home? Why did she come home? What made her come home? Yeah, I'm working. She knows I'm working. I'm in here working. I'm going to therapy. And like this TikTok, pretty much my TikTok, my whole social media thing, it's me telling y'all that, like, me telling, shouting to the world that the problem in my relationship was me, not her. Has she done some stuff that's wrong? Yeah, nobody's perfect. But I've done more. You know what I mean? I've done more stuff. So my TikTok account really was me just holding myself accountable, just saying, hey, look, it's me, not her. And now pretty much, you know, the world, millions of people have seen my videos and heard my podcast and stuff like that. And, you know, I have 417,000 subscribers on my TikTok. Almost 10,000 here and 12,000 on my Instagram. So a lot of people see me shouting to the clouds that the problem was me. I have been toxic. I'm going to try to be less toxic in my relationship. And I'm shouting to the world that the problem and the issue was me. You know what I mean? So sometimes if you're a narcissist and you're watching this video or whatnot, sometimes you have to look in the mirror and say, damn, it's me. I have to go to work. Go work on yourself. Work on yourselves and whatnot. Because it's not just working on yourself. It's ending generational curses. Because how we end generational curses is by looking in the mirror and saying, it stops with me. It stops with me. This curse, the personality disorder, these traits, this lack of love, this lack of trust, this lack of affection, it stops with me. I say it. Because it stops with me. My kids ain't having this. I'm working on my kids. I'm working on my relationship with my kids. I have good relationships. We just left the park as a family. I made sure to make some family time today. I stopped doing my one-on-ones. I cut the schedule short. I leave a note on the board every morning for my wife. On the board, it said, like, look, today we're doing something as a family. And we all went and got ice cream, and we went to the park, and we threw the baseball around. She sat on the mat and held the little baby girl. I played through the baseball with my two boys. Good day at the park. Good family outing. You know what I mean? You have to make, you have to make time to work on yourself. And if you can't go to therapy, you just can't afford therapy, join one of these Facebook groups. I'm about to start a new Facebook group about narcissistic personality disorder, and it's going to be only for narcissists. If survivors want to join the group, the survivors are just going to have to come to the group and just listen and watch and observe how narcissists act. And so that's what the very first Facebook group that I joined, it was just self-aware narcissists in there. And the survivors and the victims were not. They were just viewing it. They were just in the group viewing the answers, viewing the questions and stuff like that. They would ask a question here and there. But those groups are extremely small: 200 people, 150 people, 300 people. Now they're 5,000, 6,000 people, and there's trolls in there, and there's people in there just to lash out at people. It's just like, it's not the same. You know what I mean? So I'm taking it upon myself to start a new self-aware narcissist group here pretty soon. And once I start it, I'm going to, you know, I'm gonna link it here. So people can, because that's one of the things that helped me was, like, when I first got into therapy, I mean, when I first, you know, thought I was a narcissist, one of the things that helped me was getting into those groups and realizing that I was not alone in this struggle. It's not just me. It's more of us. Even if it's just, I know the numbers are skewed, y'all. Before I say this, I'm going to just say this before I announce the statistic, I'm going to let you know that I know the numbers are skewed. I know it's more than 1% of the population. So, yes. But when I was Googling it, before I got diagnosed, it said 1% of the population is narcissistic personality disorder. So I knew, I have a degree in engineering. I knew the math. I was like, 1% of 7 billion is, you know, wow. I was like, so there's millions of people like me. I just had to find them. Where are they at? Are they in hiding? And I just joined those groups and they helped me. You know, it felt like a safe space for narcissists. So yeah, that's the only way that I'm just telling you, you know, I'm not trying to douse anybody's fire. Or anybody's thing like that. I'm not trying to kill your vibe or take your hope away and things like that. But sometimes hope is the worst thing you can have when you deal with a narcissist. Because, like, if you keep hoping against hope that they're going to change on their own, that's just not going to happen. I just don't think they're going to change on their own. Like, even when I got, before I got diagnosed, went to therapy or whatever, if I would never went to therapy, I would never be in the position I am right now. Never. Point blank period. I could have read the Bible. I could have done anything. I would have never been in this position right now because I would have never knew what was actually going on inside of my head and why I was doing what I was doing. And I think having an answer to why has helped me tremendously. Why am I like this? Oh, I have narcissistic personality disorder. That's why I'm like this. So finding out why helps. You have to find out why. And other people are like, how do I tell them? How do I get them to therapy? You can't, like, sometimes you, my wife yelled and screamed at me that I was a narcissist, and she took her ass and bounced. She dipped, packed up the kids, and bounced on me. So she yelled and screamed at me. I'm not telling you to do that because you know your person better than I do. Would telling them help? Because some people send my videos to them. Some people send my videos to them, and they get mixed reactions. Like, hey, that dude's stupid. Hey, that dude doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. Hey, that dude is dumb. And you get other people just like, hey, that guy is, you know, wow, he sounds like me. And people, like, it's like I said, immediately feel like they're not alone. So I root for narcissists to get help. I root for anybody to get help. I root for the survivors. If you're in an abusive relationship and there's no hope left, like this person not going to therapy, this person not working on themselves, this person is just blaming you for everything, I don't root for them. I don't root for that narcissist because that narcissist is just going to drain you and suck you dry and probably discard you with somebody else and leave you broken. And then you're going to have to take on the battle of building yourself up. Sometimes you have to do it alone with kids and things like that. Sometimes you have to do it without financial assistance and stuff like that because they were breadwinners and stuff like that. So you have to take everything into account when you're dealing with situations like this. So I don't, like I said, I think people get it mixed up. Like, I'm just telling everybody to leave. Like, you broke my relationship up. You told my girlfriend to leave me. I'm like, oh, you made my boyfriend leave me. Look, I cannot break up a happy relationship. I've never broken up a happy relationship. I'm not a homebreaker. I'm trying to fix homes. I'm trying to fix broken homes. Because there's somebody, our relationships are struggling. The communication is struggling. Social media is making that communication struggle. Instead of talking to our wives and kids and stuff like that, we send out tweets. We post, we in there doing the woe on TikTok. We in there screaming on TikTok and stuff like that. So we got to do better in things like that. We just got to get better communication. Communication is key. You have to be able to communicate. And like, I know another question I get is like, how do I know the therapy is working? If they do go to therapy, how are you feeling? Are you feeling like the communication is getting better? Are you feel like you're walking less on eggshells? Do you feel like your voice is being heard a little bit more and taken into account? Has the rage subsided? Has the manipulation subsided? Has there been any kind of semblance of accountability? Are they talking to you and being open in communication and discussing things that they never would have discussed with you before? You know? That's the only way you know. Consistent change behavior is the only apology you should ever accept. I'm sorry, I'll change. It's not an apology, y'all. It's manipulation. And once you take a narcissist back after they say that, with no change, if they just say I'm sorry and I change, that's not change right there, y'all. That's manipulation. Or if they say, like, if you make a narcissist beg you and plead you to get you back and you take them back, they're going to punish you for that. Once you take them back, you're going to get punished. Because taking a narcissist back without any kind of apology or change behavior is pretty much cleaning the slate for them. And once you take them back after that, don't ever bring up what they did wrong again. Because why'd you take them back? There was no behavior change. There was no apology. You just missed them. You just missed their presence. You know what I mean? This is like, look, I always think about this. Like, what are you fighting for? Is this person even worth fighting for? You know, because I get a lot of people when I'm doing my one-on-ones that are fighting for people who don't have jobs, who are pretty much homeless without them, who don't, like... If you subtracted this person from your life, what would change? Oh, just their presence. Okay, got it. Nothing that you can pay your own bills, you can take care of your own kids, you can, you know, you can live your life. It's just their presence is gone. I know presence is a lot, but is it worth it? You know, it's like, I'm gonna cut this thing short. I don't have to, I got to ramble. I get passionate. I'm talking about narcissists getting into therapy. But look, if you're out there and you are a narcissist watching this video, the small chance you're watching this video, you are a narcissist, I'm rooting for you. Go to therapy. Find me on TikTok or Instagram. Instagram preferably, because my inbox is still full, but it's not as full. Hey, and I'll message you back. I work with narcissists as well. I've talked to like almost 10, 11, 12 of them, you know? And the people don't say like you talk to 10 or 11, 12 narcissists. That's not even much. How many narcissists have you talked to and got into therapy? I've got at least four narcissists into therapy. At least one session. I think that's great. I've only been doing one-on-ones for 2 months. I got four into therapy. Come on now. That's work. I'm working. If you're a narcissist out there watching this video, you are not alone. I'm here standing with you. I'm screaming from the mountaintops that we all don't have to be bad people. We can make better choices. But we have to get into therapy and work our issues out in the therapist chair and not on our partners. Anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in so much. I really, truly appreciate y'all. More to come. I'm going live more on YouTube more often. So, like, again, like and subscribe for more. I really, truly appreciate y'all. Thank you so much. Peace.